Are you clapping tonight? Are you clapping? I cannot hear. I can hear the drums. I can hear the guitar. But I cannot hear you clapping. I cannot feel the anticipation of a great move of God about to start in this house. Oh, yes. Please turn to your neighbor and tell him you made the right choice. Whether NDC, MPP, whichever party you vote for, I don't know which is the right choice. But this one, I said this one, coming here tonight, at this very hour, you made the right choice. I said you made the right choice. Oh, put your hands together again. Tonight, you want to take your seats. I want us to recognize some great men that are here with us. Our convener, he was here last night. He fired us. Oh, yes. I mean, how many were here last night? You were here last night. Oh, yes. It's a good place to stand and clap your hands. Wow. Tell somebody, God is judge. Oh, he didn't say, God is judge. God will help us. He has helped us. He has favored us. And the angel of his presence. Tell him, what again do you want? Put your hands together. You may be seated. You may be seated. I also want to salute my dear friend, Bishop Nasib Hajj. I have been with him around and round, through potholes, through every kind of road and circumstances. Bishop Hart, thank you so much. And so many pastors who are here this evening. I don't know why you came, but I came to enter an atmosphere for miracles. I don't know your financial situation. I don't know what car you drive, if you have a car. I don't know where you live and whether your blender is new or home used. I don't know. I don't know whether your rent is paid or is outstanding. And whether you have fees. I mean, there are not many students here. There are a few students at the back. But whether you have your fees paid or your fees are still in arrears. And what your father has said about paying their fees. But what I know about me is this. I need a miracle. I need a miracle. And I can think of no better place to be than right here in the presence of God and the man of God. And the man of God. The man who is about to speak to us is a general. Is a general of faith in this house. I like the pose. But tonight, you see, some introductions, when you try to use the English, it doesn't work. But when you show the pictures, it works. And we have a very... Are you ready? Are you ready, my guys? You are ready. I want us to watch a very short... Are my lights ready? A very short clip to understand the ministry of the man whose word we are about to listen. Please play it for us.
Everyone here serving God, you will end in prosperity. Your children will end in prosperity. Somebody say amen.
Reverend Dr. Kojo Boateng-Bempa is an international teacher and preacher who operates in all the five folds of ministry. He is a conference speaker and book author, a man that is intimately associated with the supernatural dimension of God.
Brother have been suffering from issues with the testicles.
Testicles?
Yes. One is bigger than the other.
Check the dictionary. One of the testicles. Listen, we are moving into Bible standard miracles.
That's right.
One of the testicles is bigger than the other.
That's right. For the past 5 years.
For the past 5 years.
He's been suffering from this affliction.
Affliction.
Yes. It comes with pain.
When urinating, it's split into two.
When you are urinating, the urine will split into two. Listen, this is somebody's serious matter. The urine will split into two.
When urinating, I suffer
pain
before urinating.
Before the urine will
come out.
So what happened to you?
So last week that I came, I was feeling shy to come onto the altar to explain.
To explain?
So I went under a tent to tell them. But today, as I went home that day, I was still feeling the pain. So today, as we were
jumping
and I was dancing, and I said, no, I've been healed. So today I need to come here.
So the pain is gone?
Now I have my normal testes.
You have your normal testes. So the testicles have grown back. And all of them have become the same size. Somebody give the Lord a shout.
Dr. Bempah has a mandate from God to teach people how to walk in divine health, supernatural prosperity, and for the Great Commission. In April 2008, Dr. Bempah followed the leading of the Lord to establish Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, a church he has pastored steadfastly since its inception. Walking directly in the footsteps of fathers of faith and mentors like Bishop Dag Heward-Mills, Archbishop Salifu Amwaku, Apostle Guillermo Maldonado, Dr. Lawrence Tete, Reverend Professor Paul Frimpong Mansour, among others, he is building a mega church for the Lord. He is also a son to Bishop David Oyedepo of Winners Chapel. For over 20 years, Dr. Bempah's steadfast message has been the gospel of salvation, faith, prosperity, and the supernatural, being identified with many unmistakable proofs, miracles, signs and wonders, not only for the Holy Hill family, but for many all over the world, as he travels around the globe, bearing the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ.
My sister underwent surgery about 4 months ago.
This beautiful girl,
yes,
underwent surgery.
Tumor in some part of her body.
Did they cut it?
And as a result of that, they put a metal implant at her back. Now, she couldn't even feel the air to weary. Anytime she wants, she doesn't feel anything. So as you were praying, all of a sudden, the power of God touched her, and she felt like weary. She comes to, whenever she goes out, she has to even wear diapers or what? Pampers.
Yes, and when I go to class, there is a pillow that I put onto my back before I can sit, else I can't sit for an hour.
You cannot sit because of the matter, and yes. Then you have to, and you cannot urinate.
I don't feel the edge, but it comes out.
But that's meaning that before you see, you have urinated without feeling anything. That's also demonic. Eh?
And then during the service, as you said, we should receive our miracle. I just felt some sharp edge at my abdomen. And I can't even do anything serious.
Hallelujah.
Because of the implant. I can't jump. I can't do anything. I have to be careful wherever I do. So even when I'm going to class, I have to take Uber or something. I can't even join the shuttle because of the implant and everything.
So when you felt the sharp edge,
now
you can do some of the things you couldn't do.
Yes, please.
Now,
I can't even stand for an hour, but I've been in the queue for almost...
They said he can't stand for honor because there's meta, but now she has stood in the queue for almost now. This is a very strange testimony because what the lady is saying is that now, if he has to urinate, you won't feel anything. The feelings are gone. But right now, while the service was going on, he felt the sharp pain and all the normal feelings in the body has come to mind.
Dr. Bempah also serves as a board member of the Healing Jesus Crusade, an international evangelistic ministry headed by the renowned evangelist and teacher, Bishop Dag Heward-Mills. Through him, Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God has planted several churches. He oversees non-denominational churches in Ghana, South Africa, Australia, USA, with other nations in the pipeline. Dr. Bempah reaches millions on TV every week, on GH1 TV every Sunday at 4:30 p.m., AGTV every Monday and Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., Ago TV on Fridays at 6:30 p.m. and live on SBN Plus TV and Radio SBN every Tuesday at 7 p.m, Friday at 6:30 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. All times are GMT. He also transmits during the week on radio stations all over Ghana. His teachings and messages are available via the Kojobwatin Bempah podcast in both audio and video format. You can also interact with him and join live services via Facebook Live, YouTube, and Podbean Live, all under the same name. Dr. Bempah is married to Lady Pastor Patience Keturah Bempah, and God has blessed them with two beautiful girls. Please welcome Reverend Dr. Kwojo Bempa.
Tonight, stand to your feet and put your hands together. Lift your hands to Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Oh, Raro Senfre Ekramino Molomo Zindelehata. We give you praise. We give you praise. Father, thank you for this week's convention. Thank you for visiting us in various ways and dimensions. Thank you for your servant who preached yesterday and those that have been preaching already. We are just here to lay one more block to what has already been built. Honor us with your presence, your blessing, and your power. Let no one ever leave this place the same. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be shiftings, O God. Let there be movements, O God. Let there be changes, O God. Let there be upgradement, O God. Let there be a mighty visitation, O God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And let every living human being shout the biggest hallelujah. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, something good is about to happen to you. Come on, talk to three people. Talk to three people. Come alive. 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 Something good is about to happen to you. Yes. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Please, you can take your seat. Sit on the neck of your enemies. Yes. In the house of God, every action is like a weapon. Yes. Bible says, let the lifting up of your hands be like the evening sacrifice. Moses lifted his hands and the enemies were dying like mosquitoes. Don't play with any action in the house of God. It may be simple, but it is explosive. Every action in the house of God. So first of all, we want to honor our father, the prophet, Bishop Bagua Mills. Preaching, moving around, and blessing. Being a blessing. Yes. Not many people have the kind of impact that the man has had. And so, let us honor him in our hearts. What a blessing. 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 And through him, we have had many, 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 many powerful servants of God. Yesterday, our convener blessed us mightily. Let's honor the prophet and the bishop, Eddie Fabian. Add a scream to what you are doing. Scream. A blessing. Amen. And I believe that if there is somebody I've also come to love, is Bishop Doug Bruce in the house. Wow. Very humble man of God. Clap well. Clap well. It's your man of God. It's your bishop. And his wife. And then all the other pastors. Reverend Charles is also here. Let's honor him. And Reverend Kogu is also here. All the other men of God. If I don't mention your name, because I know your face, but I can't remember your name. But it's not a problem. God has already called you. So if I don't call you, it's not a problem. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. Bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please take your seat. I saw atmosphere for miracles on the board. It's like my message is somewhere, but everything is a miracle. Amen. Now, I want to share with you developing passion and the blessedness of soul winning. Now, one of the things you have to understand that everything God does, he does it for human beings. Everything he does. I was at the airport the other time. One politician wanted to misbehave. And I said, hey, please, sir,
Don't try to misbehave. You are a minister. I'm also a minister in different dimensions. And the reason why people honor you is because you are appointed over people. And so you have to seek for the people. If the people are not present, you are nobody. Jesus did not die for chairs and cars and buildings. He died for souls. And one of the things you have to understand, now those of you who are here, maybe you work at MTN, is because if people don't come to buy chip, all your degrees is useless. If you are an accountant and people don't bring their money for you to come, it doesn't mean anything. You are a doctor, you are a nurse. If people don't come to your hospital. And so if Jesus also came on earth to die for the same purpose, then thinking about souls, running after souls, praying for souls, giving your money for souls is God's number one business, and he pays the highest and he pays the unmatchable. Now, you have to understand that it is revelation that gives value to redemption. So the more is revealed to you, the more you begin to value redemption. The more light you have, the faster you can run. Now, we understand that life is a race. But the more you have light, and what is light? The word of God. So as they preach it every day, your light is increasing. And then you begin to run faster, you jump faster, you fly higher by the light. So one of the things the devil does is that he will stop you from getting closer to light. He will stop you from getting closer to the light of scripture. One day I went to a certain church. And the church closed. And I saw people have lined up greeting the man of God. And everybody that came, you know, I thought they were coming for prayer. But I later realized that everybody that came to greet the man of God had a seed in his hands. I said, I don't know this one from where I'm coming from. Let me join them. Maybe there is something inside. So I quickly organized myself and I joined the line. And then when it got to my turn, it was a new light I was being introduced to. When it got to my turn, and I said, man of God, this is my first day of coming to this church. And then I gave my seat and the man prayed for me. Then later I saw that the people were operating Hebrews 7:7. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. At that time, that man was higher than me. So me, the lesser one, must give my seed to the higher one. And the power of Albatross will lift me to his level. So I didn't know what I was doing. In that same meeting, I dropped the car in the church for them. I said, this thing that these people are doing, maybe they have some light I don't have. But I was very broke at that time. But after I jumped into that light, God, the Bible says, in thy light shall we see light. The same thing that used to happen to that man in 2208 is happening to me today, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this week some light is coming. Make sure you make use of the light that is coming. Yesterday, Bishop Abin showed us some light. Please, capture the light. Walk in that light. It will bring you certain results. The biggest problem of the church is not the devil. It's lack of knowledge. Because when you even have knowledge of how to deal with him, you will deal with him like a cotton wool. So it is very important. A story is told about Smith Wigglesworth. He was in his house. And he was at the upper top, and then he heard some noise downstairs. Somebody was making he came down with his lantern. You know, those days there's no light. So he came down to come and see who is making noise in the living room. And he saw it was the devil sitting in his rocking chair and turning. And the man hissed. He said, I didn't know it was you. He went back to sleep. No prayer. No prayer. He didn't say, oh God. No prayer. The man has some light. That he that is in me is greater than he that is in my living room. He was not checking. He was not moving. But when you don't have light, you scream, hey, mama, bibi mro, bibi tobi so. Another man will see the same situation. And he said, I didn't know it was you. I would not have wasted my sleep to come and look at you. Went back to sleep with that one prayer. What is the difference between him and those of us who scream when we see devils? Light. Say light. Say light. Somebody say, Lord, give me some light tonight. So, now, one man that we saw who came on this earth and terrorized devils and did amazing things is the Apostle Paul. What is the difference between us and Paul? He had passion for one thing. Romans chapter 10 verse 1. Paul the apostle was a passionate believer. Not passion for cars. Not passion for dresses. Not passion for girls. Not passion for politics. Passion for souls. Turn the murderer into a global celebrity. He said, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. So when Apostle Paul stand in prayer, he prays what I call kingdom focused prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody in this Bantuma area who is not saved, bring them to church, bring them to church, bring them to church. That's kingdom focused prayer. Why? When you pray the heart of the Father, his heart is turned towards you. There are many people, when they get to the prayer altar and they are praying, they are lost in the crowd. Because you see, when you want to go far with a man, find out what a man likes. Find out what touches the man. Find out what excites the person. And when you begin to do it, his attention is drawn in your direction. So Paul is saying that, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. In this end time, every believer that wants to see the power of God, miracles, signs and wonders, must turn his heart towards praying for the salvation of souls. We call it kingdom focused prayer. It is prayer focused on the kingdom. I caught this revelation in 2016. After I caught that revelation, I changed all my prayer. I don't pray for my wife. I don't pray for my children. I don't pray for shoe. I don't pray for car. I don't pray for time. I have it all. Why? Job 42:10. Let's go into the scriptures. He said, Job chapter 42 verse 10. He said, when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord turned his captivity. Now look at the scripture I read. He didn't pray for himself. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, he prayed for the redemption of others. He prayed for the healing of others. He prayed for the salvation of others. When God was answering the prayer, he started with Job before he touched the people he prayed for. I said, man, I'm not going to waste my time anymore. Oh, Lord, give me shoe. Oh, Lord, give me. I've caught some light. So when I stand on the prayer altar, Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone that came to church last week, let them come again. Father, in the name of Jesus, those who say they are saved and they are being tormented by devils, Father, save them. This is what we call kingdom focused prayer. Don't waste time praying for weight. It's a waste of time. We are in the last days. And God wants to save all men. But without permission, he can't come and save them. Somebody needs to rise up. I know you need a husband, but pray for souls. You will get more and choose one out of them. I know you need money. Hey, the silver is mine. Sometimes people forget who owns money. And I tell people, money is a spirit. Stop all this economics. And look at the economics Ghana is doing. Still, we don't have money. Money is a spirit. They call it currency. It flows. So the money has moved. The current has moved out of its way. But for everyone that pray for souls, that go for souls, that think about souls, that work on souls, money will always flow in your direction. Why? That's God's number one business. So he put his money there. Every wise businessman invests in his business. I'm asking you, what is God's number one business? It's not building Lotto kiosks. So don't be surprised if you see a man of God who has prospered. Except the men who don't understand some of the things we understand. Because every soul winner is on God's payroll. Every soul winner is on God's payroll. I mean, you work for Bank of Ghana, they pay you. But the good news is that you don't need a certificate to win souls. You don't need to charter before you can win souls. It's an open-ended job. And you can do three jobs and win souls at the same time. So nobody is exempted. No, man of God, I don't have time. Oh no, you have time. Inside your saloon, there are souls. In your classroom, there are souls. In the house you live, there are souls. You are selling a taxi by the wayside, there are souls. Inside the taxi, there are souls. It is an open-ended business for anyone who wants to engage. My God. And I tell you, all your prayers that God has not been answering, today, change the way you pray. Begin to pray for the church. Pray for pastors. Pray for souls. When God realized that your heart is now drawn towards his business, his heart will be drawn towards your personal issues. My heart desire. When Job prayed for his friend, and the things I'm telling, I'm not playing games. Oh, God, give me car. No, we stop those kind of prayers. The car will come. Because we have to drive it for the master's business. The car will come. Don't let all your vision be your husband and your two children. It's a small vision. It's a small vision. Think about the multitudes. Man of God, I am old. I can't go out to win souls. You can pray. You can pray. Pray all people's prayer. When we are going, you can't go, but you can pray the souls. Father, in the name of Jesus. That's how old people pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. As they are on the way going, Father, any soul they meet, save them. Save them. Save them. Anybody who eats can pray. Anybody who eats can pray. So, soul winning is on three major platforms. Number one, you pray for them. Why? The God of this world has blinded their eyes. And so, why will somebody decide? You know, yesterday me, I'm minding my own business because I'm doing a national launching of academic intelligence and miracle book. And then as I get to the studio, first question they ask me, what do you think about LGBT? As I don't think. I think the Bible. What the Bible says is what I say. My position is the Bible. I don't need to say any whatever. My position is the Bible. And I open Romans chapter 1, 24 to 12. And I read it on the TV. Why today, even pastors are feeling shy to stand where scripture stands? Why? We are looking for affirmation. We are looking for commendation from politicians. The Old Testament prophets don't look for politicians. Politicians look for them. But this morning they prophets. Oh my God. Oh my God. And so, we are in the last days. Our Bible prophecies are finished, in case you don't know. We are no more waiting for rumors of war. The war is too much. We are no more waiting for earthquake. It is quaking everywhere. Only one prophecy remains, the rapture of the church. Question, are the people ready? Are the people ready? Even in the church, are the people ready for the rapture of the church? What about outside? Are the people ready? So ladies and gentlemen, God needs an end time army. We call them God end time envoys. People who make noise. People who shout on the mountaintop and tell the people he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. And hear me. Don't sit here and play I don't care as if it doesn't matter. Why is it that everybody must get involved? All the people who need to be saved are not in the church. In fact, some people have vowed never to enter the church. But they will enter the saloon. They will come and buy a watch. They will come to the MTN office. They will come to the hospital. So if every believer here understands that where you work is your field of ministry, we'll be able to route all the souls all over the world. We'll route all of them. When I was in school, I can go and excuse my lecturers. I want to preach. I wasn't a pastor. KNUST law class. Second lady Samira was sitting there. all these beautiful girls, their beauty can frighten you. I stand there and I preach. A time came, the hooligans in the class, they said, Bishop, are you not preaching today? They forced me. Wicked men were asking me. Because I knew I had a responsibility. Because some of those girls will never enter church, but they will enter class. They will never enter church, but they will come to where you are selling your emutuo. So why must every believer put his hands at his back? We have one business on earth. Sowing. Telling people about Jesus. It's not the pastor's ministry. It's every believer's ministry. Every believer's ministry. Every believer's ministry. One of the girls in our church, we went to Accra Mall to win show Sunday evening. I put the people in a VIP bus. Listen, I say, hey, everybody carry money for popcorn. You buy popcorn and you share a flyer. So we are moving, and he met a man. And the man said, young, beautiful girl, you come to talk to me about Christ. He said, I'm not going to listen to any pastor, but you are beautiful, I will listen to you. She used the beauty not for selfie, but for soul winning. You see some beautiful girls, so taking pictures. Shop. We are not watching. Win souls. Anything you have that is attractive, use it to win souls. Use your wig to win souls. Use your nose to win souls. Use your dimples to win souls. And the macho boys in the church, the girls, they like your flesh. Use it to win souls. Everything that God has given you, everything that is attractive. You go to school, you are brilliant, you are a mathematician. Girls gather around men who know maths. When they gather, don't slay them. Teach them about Jesus. So, every believer's ministry. Some of you are hiding under the fact that Lighthouse is a soul-winning church. Have you won a soul? Have you won a soul? Have you won a soul? Oh, we are winning. No, we are winning. Are you winning? Are you going? Acts chapter 26, verse 22. Look at it. My God. Miracles are breaking out as we are hearing this message. I want to stir some passion in you. A man and his wife, their son was dying in the hospital. So they went, and the doctor said, nothing can be done about this boy's situation. They pray. And the man said, hey, honey, since this boy is not going to get well, instead of standing here wasting our time, let's go and win souls. They left the hospital. Started talking to people by the roadside. By the time they returned after 2 hours, the boy was sitting on the bed. And I'm going to take you through the blessedness of soul. The things that happen. You see, people don't understand. The things that happen when you take it upon yourself to be a Jesus broadcaster. A Jesus announcer. I call them Jesus marketers. We must be, people are busy marketing Maggi Cube. My God! Toothpaste. You see a whole car. Before you see tea tomatoes. Beautiful girls. Who is marketing Jesus? Today we feel shy. To go out. Some of us, when we came to church, we're nobodies. Today you say God has prospered you. So, prosperity has graduated you from soul winning where there is no graduate in soul winning. It's every believer's. Now, look at this scripture. Having therefore obtained help from God, I continue until this day. It's a forever ministry, witnessing both to small and great. Somebody say, I continue. I know you'll be quiet. Somebody say, I continue. But I tell you, this message is a gold mine message. Gold mine. It will give you gold. I continue. Can I hear those of you at the back say, I continue. Until today, witnessing to who? Both small and great. The color will listen. They are watching. Jubilee House, they won't let you enter. Don't waste your time. I met a pastor. He said, his church is full of ambassadors. I said, even if we give you all the ambassadors in Ghana, how many members will you have? Yeah. Stop the nonsense. Which ambassadors? All souls are mine. Ezekiel 18:4. Every soul is important to God. Instead of wasting your time looking for souls in glass houses, why don't you look for them by the roadside? The soul of that awache seller is not different from the soul of Donald Trump. All souls are mine. I'm witnessing to both small and great, saying none other things than the things which... So sometimes, even we as pastors, we start as soul winners. After some time, oh, fire goes on. Today I came to fire you up. Today I came to fire you up. Today I came to fire you up. Look at a man of God who looked like a man of God and say, I continue. So it's not something you do so. You so I continue until this day. Witnessing. Every pastor, every believer must have passion for souls and go for them. Now look at something. This scripture, when I saw it, it changed my life. Proverbs 14:28. In the multitude of the people is the king's honor. So when we gather and we are few, the king is not honored. In the multitude of the people is the king's honor. So the king is honored when the church is filled with multitude. The king is honored when our meetings are filled with multitude. But in the want of the people is the destruction of a prince. So the honor of your life is in the number of people you bring to church. It's not the price of your Louis Vuitton. Shadon. My God. In the multitude of the people. So we are now in a multitude race. I want to turn to somebody and ask them, how many people have you saved since you became saved? In the multitude of the people. The Father wants many to be saved. All of us must get involved. Get involved in the morning. You need passion for souls. No one succeeds in life and ministry without being passionate about the things that God is passionate about. Carl F. H. Henry said, the gospel is only good news if it gets there on time. The harvest field is ripe. We must put in the sickle and harvest now, because people are descending into hell every second while the clock ticks. John 4:35 from the Passion Translation. John 4:35. He said, as the crowds emerged from the village, Jesus said to his disciples, why will you say the harvest is another 4 months away? Look at all the people coming. Now is the harvest time. Their hearts are like vast fields of reaping grain, ready for harvest. So there must be a sense of urgency. Everybody, ladies must join. Ladies must win ladies. Men must win men. The youth must win the youth. I read something from the founder of the Methodist Church, the evangelist of the byways and the highways. John Wesley said, untold millions are still untold. You have only one business on earth, to win souls. To win souls. And Papa Oedipo said, the man with one of the largest congregations in the world. He said, let Jesus employ you in his business, and no business employer can reject you. Do you know what it means? He says, instead of moving around looking for a job, you just let Jesus employ you as a soul winner. And when it's time for you to look for a job, since Jesus accepted you in his business, no other business employer can reject you. No other business employer can reject it. Recently, one of my guys, so winning every Saturday. He said, Pastor, I have no job. I said, go somewhere. He went to a company, straight to the HR manager. He said, my pastor says there is a job here for me. The woman said, hey boy, where are you coming from? Who is your pastor? He said, that's what I came to tell you. And he turned and he was going. And the woman became afraid. Hey, I've not heard anything like this. He said, boy, come back. Boy, come back. Do you have a CV? He said, no. I said, tell me what the school. I will write one for you right now. And when the manager comes, tell the manager I'm your cousin. He was employed the same day. Supernatural. He was employed the same day. I prophesy over somebody. Because you came to this meeting, there's going to be a supernatural open door for you. A door that has never opened for anybody in your family before, that door is going to open for you. Turn to your friend and say, will you be a chatter soul winner? Chatter in this business. There is a job here for me. So ladies and gentlemen, The most valuable thing to God is the souls of men. Now, understand this salient point. Number one, soul winning is a rescue mission and not a number game. It's not a number game. We want to know that our church is the biggest. We want to know that we have the... No, it's a rescue mission. John 21:16. We are rescuing people. One day we went out to share flyers. A young man collected one of the flyers, put it at the back. And I give my flyers very dangerous titles. This one was titled, God is Sharing Money in Holy Hill Chapel. Because I know people like money. The boy was about to commit suicide. He put his hands in his jeans and the flyer came and said, it's because of money I want to commit suicide. If God is sharing money in that church, I'm not dying. I'm going to the church. I'm going to come and share. He came. I preached one fiery message. And I declare miracle money. That afternoon, miracle money. Bam, bam, bam. He said, I won't die anymore. Since there is a breakthrough in the church, I prophesy over your ministry that let there be a breakthrough in the church. Whatever you say, may God confirm it for you. He said, listen, miracles happen everywhere. Soul winning becomes the passion of the people. You never lack the miracles. I will take you through later the seven blessings of soul winning. So he said, what? Feed my life. If you love me, don't sing, I love you, Lord, and I lead my hand. Anybody can sing. Today, even unbelievers sing Christian songs with sweet voices. If you love him, prove love by going after what God loves. Soul winning is not a number game. It's not a game of numbers. It's a rescue mission. Number two, soul winning must be every believer's lifestyle. John 10:16. He said, I have other sheep I must bring. Now, man of God, at this level, why are you always going on soul winning every Saturday? There are other sheep. One of the things that get me excited, any Sunday when I make altar call and I see new people, I get excited. How many of you will not be here if new clients come to your shop? If new clients come to your office? If new clients are coming to your hospital, you'll be excited. Some of you, the reason why nobody is giving you any new gift is because you don't have any new friend. Old friends, and they know you already. But after this conference, some new millionaire friends are coming into your life. I used to think everybody was broke until I got two friends. All of them have private jet. My God. I said, Lord, I don't have a jet now, but I have friends who are jetting. Very soon I will be jetting. Because your environment affects you. Who you company with determine what accompanies you. Bring in new souls. God will give you new friends. What you are looking for is in somebody's house. They don't know what to do with. What you are looking for. Listen, never say that there is no money. There's too much money in this life. There is. Friend of mine came to me, Bishop, can you help me lift $25 million? I said, why are you sending the money to? Don't say there is no money. The only thing is that you have not triggered the favor of God enough. But in this conference, someone will trigger the favor of God. I said, someone will trigger the favor of God. Tell your friend, go out there and win shows. Go out there. Do the master's business. Do the master's business. Do the master's business. Some of you, as I'm preaching, you look very quiet. And I'm surprised that you have a wife. How did you propose? Very quiet. As if you don't talk. But when it comes to rappings, you have. Now you are going to rap souls into the house of God. Yes. This diocese is going to overflow with souls. I say it's going to overflow with souls. It's going to overflow with souls. Why must we go every day? No church grows without a people on the go. A going church is a growing church. A going church is a growing church. You are not going to forget. A going church. I didn't say going pastor. A going church. All of us going. I have a lady who has a saloon at the back of Paloma. When he's coming to church, all workers are following, 25 of them. You don't come, you won't have a place to sleep. That's the level we have taken the Takashi soul winning to. People ought to be saved. People ought to be rescued. And I want to challenge all of you. Say you are a student. Eh? You, your field is too big. Your field is too big. Talk to people about Jesus every minute. Every minute. Market him. He is the hottest commodity. Hottest commodity. He is the most buyable commodity. My God, here. Yay! Advertising for Jesus. Today we have kept so much quiet. Lesbians are very loud. They are not only loud though, they've gone to parliament. Give us public acclamation. What? When good men are silent, evil thrives. When good men keep quiet, evil continues. We have to start shouting this gospel of salvation once more. And I told them on the TV, I said, all these LGBT, there are demons inside them. And the woman was like, I said, that's the truth. Because the madman of a Gadara was filled with 6,000 demons. Demons. I've met people in America who did transgender exchange. And now their eyes have now opened. And they are weeping. But that operation has already been done. So what kind of human rights are you telling me? Then I have the right to come to your house and steal everything in your house. That's what I feel. If you allow everybody to feel the way they feel, we have to stay where the gospel. Because the church is silent, evil is multiplying everywhere. Evil is multiplying. You see a Christian who has been promoted, he can't talk about Jesus in public. But my former brothers, the Muslims, are always wearing their destiny. They come in their batakari everywhere. You are with them in the airport, they will go and pray. To the every airport, they have a sanctuary there, but there are no churches in the airport. Because they are very loud. They are very loud. Today, every super glue that has closed your mouth against the gospel, I command it to be torn open in the name of Jesus. Tell your friend, be loud. Be loud about the gospel. Be loud. Push him. Push him. Be loud. Be loud. Be loud. Be loud. We all need unstoppable passion. Otherwise, the growth of the church will be short-lived. 1 Corinthians 9:16. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. And every leader in the church must take the lead. Every pastor must have undying passion for souls. A passionless pastor cannot raise a passionate congregation. Hosea 4:6. The pastor determines the temperature of the church. Listen carefully. If you are a pastor in the church, they don't give. You are not a giver. The pastor determines the temperature of the church. Men of God, let's change the temperature of our churches. Sister leader, change the temperature of the people you lead. Hosea 4:6. Ayah. 6:4. What did I say? 4:9. 4:9. Look at it. So I want to challenge every leader, including myself. He said, and there shall be like priests. Like priests. Like people, like priests. And I'll punish them for their ways. Father, have mercy. Men of God, let's write that. You are a shepherd. Lead your shepherds to go and give birth to other sheep. You are a shepherd. And you think that, it's Bishop Bruce that have given you people to take care of. No. It's Jesus that has given you sheep to take care of. Make sure not one will be missing. Otherwise, there will be blood on your hands. Make sure not once will be missing. It's time to wake up the sleeping giant. Not everybody can do it like Rehan Bonnke, but you can do it in your own way. By the way, your name is not even called Bonnke. Don't worry yourself. Nobody can do it like our prophet. Your name is called Bishop Dark. But find out what you can do in your own enclave. My God. One-on-one evangelism. John 1:43. Jesus findeth Philip. My eye open, boah. Jesus was doing one-on-one evangelism. Look at it. The day following, Jesus will go into Galilee, findeth Philip. One. Jesus. Today we pastors have stopped one-on-one soul winning. You don't need any crusade, whatever. Koku asked me, do you play golf as I walk? Every Saturday I put my flyers at my back pocket. Put on my jeans and put my coolie hat. After preaching on 6 television, and I walk by the roadside, Jesus loves you. Jesus. Ha! Are you not the one on television? I'm not the one. I'm the one preaching, but I'm not the one on the TV. By the time I return, my Momo account, yeah. You see, anything you don't understand, when you do, doesn't benefit you. Every soul winner is on God's payroll. Man of God, if you are broke, check your soul winning agency. Check your soul winning propeller. The engine are broken. Jesus find that Philip. One day I told my wife, if God bless me with a new car, I will use the car to win souls. So one day he said to me, you see, what are you doing? I drove my car to the seaside. I saw four boys, they were swimming. They saw the car, they jumped up. Ah, this is the type of car we want. Whatever, whatever. Then I watched them, they were talking. When they finished, I said, can I teach you how to get such a car? Oh, yeah. And I said, Jesus, give me the car. Sit down now. I began to preach to them the gospel. When I finished, I asked them, are you going back to swim? They said, no, we are going home. I led them to cry. Four boys. So they were going. I'm sitting in the car watching them. And the Spirit said, why don't you pick them in your car? It will leave something in your brain. And so I drew. Papa, papa, papa. Hey, Jack. Come, I'm taking you home. Yeah! 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 They took their phone. Save you. Whoa. Then I also gave them two. Man of God, are you sure? They were sweating. They sat in the car. All the sweat. I drove them. Listen, if you are not humble, you can't win souls. I drove them to their family house. They called everybody, including their dead grandfather. In the house. Man, we have gotten a new friend. Spoke to everybody in the house. Too nice. They took pictures with me. What is a car? It's a decorated metal. What is a car that because of car you want to die? It's a decorated matter. If you like, let's go and remove certain things. You see how the car will become right now. Sunday they came to check. They were 8. I won 4. The 4 won another 4. Turn to somebody and say, be a chartered soul winner. Chartered one. Be a chartered one. No special preference. Every soul is a soul. Every soul is a soul. Bible says, he that winneth soul is what? Proverbs 18:30. He that winneth soul is a star. Daniel 12:3. They that turn many unto righteousness. We are not talking about Bob Marley. Bob Marley is dead. We are not talking about stars like Michael Jackson. I was in Europe. Getting to Michael Jackson's 50th birthday. Oh, O2 Arena was jamming. He was about to do the biggest show in his life to celebrate his 50th birthday. Young people from Europe, they bought tickets from everywhere coming to Europe. 2 weeks before the concert, a prophet of God sent a message to Jackson. I got a message for you. Come and let us talk. His administrator sent a message back. Jackson is going for his 50th birthday celebration. After that, we will come. He never lived to celebrate the 50. He died. Michael Jackson put down a plan to live for 150 years. Because of that, he bought human parts. Human beings that are alive, he paid for their nose, their eyes, their ears. So the day he goes to hospital, they say, you need an eye. He just called, Charlie, I'll pay for your nose. His food, they pass his food through special machines they've made to check bacteriology and virology. My God. Making sure you will preserve his life. But ladies and gentlemen, it's good to jump, but jumping will not give you long life. It's good to train, but you will sweat. Long life is in the hands of Jesus. My father belonged to a group of men who were training to reduce their pot belly. They were like 100. Everyone uses Mercedes-Benz. So I used to follow him to the Kumasi Sports Stadium. So when you go, you see all pot belly men. And they'll be training. I also joined. Little boy. Not a few days later, the trainer, the man training them, well-built man. He was called Mr. Lawson. He was the one training the Ghana athletic team. Big, robustic. He died. My father's pot belly was still alive. My father was still alive. My father had stroke. He still, with the stroke, he lived for another 17 years. So the father you are even sick doesn't mean you die. Some are also not sick, they will die. So life is in the hands of God. You are a dietitian, we know, but that doesn't guarantee your life. But when God says you will live, no amount of witches. Let all the witches in Japan, Chrome, Tikrome, everywhere join together. You will still be living. I came to declare to somebody, as you are winning soul for God, God will give you long life. God will preserve your life. God will give you longevity. They that turn many kingdom stars are not shatter boom boom shatter konkom. They are soul winners. Soul winning is the covenant platform for the rise of giants. Ay, 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 ay. Any giant that will arrive is on the platform of soul winning. Stars, not Kumasi Wood, Nollywood, Kuma Wood. Mampon Wood. He that wins souls is wise. He that wins souls is a star. And this is what excites me. Number three. The soul winner is on God's payroll. Me, I don't write letter to anybody. I understand this thing so much that when I'm going out and say, Jesus, it's time to pay. Whoa. He will pay you with cars. He will pay you with shoes. He will pay you with many things. Now, if you are here and you say you don't have a job, today, I welcome you to register as a soul winner. Man of God, I don't have a job. You don't do anything. Wake up in the morning and dress up. Stand by the roadside like Yehovah Danzidini and take flyers from the church. Jesus loves you. Now, I'm not playing games. Watch out. I met a girl in America. This girl is from Ethiopia, Pastor Charles. He came to America looking for a job. We didn't get a job. And he decided that every day he would dress and go to the shopping mall and stand there and distribute flyers from 9 to 5 p.m. like workers. The lady started doing it. Every week, God dropped $3,000 into her bank account. I tell you. 1 month later, he got a job. Right now, as I'm talking, he came to pick me the other time. He took me to the American barracks in this thing. Put on his card. Access everywhere. Access is an Ethiopian. He's a man of God. God has given me access to the first lady of Ethiopia. On the basis of what? Soul winning. He said, as I'm dropping you, I'm going to buy a new house. Little girl, from the soul winning base, God did not let him apply for a job. He started his own work in America. Every soul winner. Ask your friend, are you having financial problems? Ask him for me. Oh, talk to somebody. I say talk. Are you having financial problems? Tell him this is the solution. Be a soul winner. Every soul winner is on God's payroll. John 4:36. I will never be broke. And I can say that. I can't say that anyway. You know, people don't want pastors to say God has blessed them. What do you want us to say? Is he cursing us? Do I look like a curse man? He doesn't curse people. He blesses people. Acts 3:20 says, look at it. When Jesus comes into your life, he comes to bless. Look at it. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, send him to bless you. Tell your friend, he has come to bless you. Don't expect to be cursed. Be expect to be blessed. So, the day you receive Jesus into your life, madam, you were earmarked for blessing. You were earmarked for blessing. You have been earmarked for blessing. Tell your neighbor, expect it. Yeah! Some of you are church, you have wrong expectations. When you are there 1 month, you are not sick. You are looking for sickness. From where? You are surprised. Hey, I've not gotten malaria. Wrong expectation. Jesus was sent. So let me also talk to the pastors. When they are preaching, they say, this is not a blessing message. My friend, then you better sit down. Every message is a blessing message. Even if you are preaching on holiness, if somebody leaves fornication, will God not give the person his own husband? Is a husband not a blessing? It's Bishop Fabian I heard on the radio saying, after his wedding, the wife came and he said, man of God, my mother says I should say thank you to you. Hey, he said, why? He said, there are many ladies in the church and you chose me to marry me. It's a blessing. There's no blessing outside. Ghana economy and working. I can challenge everybody. Because we know things that you don't know. It doesn't work. Come to the blessing zone. The house of God is the blessing zone. You know why? They took the ark of God to the house of Obed-Edom. In 3 months, Obed-Edom bought a new house in Israel. Obed-Edom bought a Range Rover. Obed-Edom bought a Rolls Royce. They say, hey, Obed, what is happening? He said, there is something in the house. There is something in the house. Somebody shout, there is something in the house. There is something in the house. Woo! Give the Lord a shout of praise. David said, hey, Obed, you will not enjoy the blessing alone. Carry the thing for me. Carry the thing for me. Bring it to me quickly. We are not accursed people. Don't even expect any negative thing in our life. Jesus, when I saw that scripture, I changed my mind. I said, oh, all these things that people are saying, I'm ready for every blessing. And why must we be blessed? The blessing on a child of God expands righteousness. If an unbeliever gets more money, all the ladies in the area are in trouble. You'll be slaying them, my God. But some of us have many people on our scholarship scheme. Beautiful girls, we have never touched them or look at their face. It's a ministry. No one should wish the church poor, and we refuse to be poor. We refuse. Today, why is the gay community so loud? Money. Boy, all the millionaires are backing them. The reason why today, Ghana, they don't know whether they will sign or not. Say money. The money to whom they collect it doesn't reach it. I challenge everybody. David said, I'll be young. Now I am whole. I've never seen anybody running around God who is a beggar. If you came here and you are begging, I cast the begging spirit out of your life. I cast the begging spirit out of your life. I declare you free from poverty, free from begging. Every soul winner. John 4:36. Let me show you that scripture so we can enjoy our lives. I see miracles happening. Yes. There's a lady here with menstrual cramps. It's stopping. It's stopping. It's stopping right now. Left breast pain is living. It's living. It's living. And he that reapeth, look at it. Reaping what? Souls. Receive wages. Where are the accountants in the house? Anybody steady account? Okay, you have. Hey, sir. What is a wage? Simple terms. Simple terms. Don't go into any book. It's what? A daily money you get for working. Clap your hands for Mr. Daily Money. Every soul you win, your account credited. 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 Daily. Weekly. Monthly. So you don't want to be broke. Keep on winning souls. What did they teach in the university? Work hard. Work hard. Work hard. There is another light. I'm adding it to you, the light you already have. Win souls, win souls, win souls. But this one is more stable than the work one. Why? God is in charge. Anything that men are managing is not stable. Well, when they get malaria, the management has malaria. If they have divorce, the management will have divorce. But God never divorces. He never has malaria. It is the most stable platform. I tell you, when you dive on it, young ladies, be a soul winner. God will give you a husband, he will serve you breakfast in bed. Businessmen, be soul winners. God will give you $1 million contracts. You will not be begging around, struggling. You are winning souls for him, he will win a contract for you. Be on the go, on the go, on the go, on the go. Gather some people here, go street by street. Let it be personal. You go with your wife, you go with your children, you gather your souls, you get everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. You see somebody in the truck, do you know Jesus? You see somebody, you are a chartered Jesus marketer. God will put you on his payroll. Ah, yeah, man of God. One of my ladies, I taught on being on God's payroll, and everybody want to be on the payroll. He carried 20 flyers. It was raining like this. He said, Papa, I live at Abokobi. I'm going on the Medina. I'm going, when I get to Medina Market, I'm going to collect wages from God. So she took 20 flyers, went into the truck because she was very broke that way. Jesus loves you. He said, Lord, every one flyer, 100 Ghana, I charge you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He's just one beautiful girl like all the beautiful girls say, Jesus loves you. 3 days later, how much is Jesus supposed to pay him? Is it not 2,000? 60,000 Ghana cedi landed into her account. 60,000. You say, people not, listen to him. Tell your friends, stop struggling in life. Stop. You are not supposed to be. You are not supposed to be. You are not supposed to be. And tonight, everyone hearing this message, I release divine favor over your life. Men will give to you. Enemies will give to you. Everybody will give you something. As you are registering as a soul winner. What must I preach? Woo-hoo-hoo! Oh, man of God. I don't know. When I'm going on soul winner, I don't carry any Bible. What are you going to quote? James. There are people in the church. Do they know James? Don't go and be. You just go. Your personal testimony is your greatest message. Say personal testimony. How many of you have? If you don't have a testimony, you can't be in this church. Lift your hands. Number one, salvation test. Did Jesus save you, or you got born again in your mother's womb? He saved you, so you have a testimony. Apart from that, others have healing testimonies. I have a testimony of kidney failure. So when I see the souls, I start, hey. Jesus healed me from kidney failure. Whoa. It's a secret that kills everybody. If he has healed you, you may be a supernatural person. And they listen to me. They open their ears. At the time you are quoting Yakubu Ngoma, I say, man of God, Jaja, Nadia Yakubu, Diaye Muzongo. Yakubu, what's that, Rebecca? I was saying, come. Let the message be simple. I used to be like this. I used to be wilder than you. Now Jesus saved me. What? What? That's all. Number one, we preach the gospel of blessing. Nobody hates blessing in this life. No. Hey, gentlemen. Where you are is not good. In darkness, nothing works. Jesus has been given to bless us. Do you want to be blessed? Yeah. I was telling you during the election, a Muslim candidate used to fly a prophet from Ghana twice every week to a private jet to go and pray for him. Is he not a Muslim? What is he using prayer for? Where the robber meets the rope, you don't care about religion, you want results. He said, prophet, pray for me, I'm allergy, but that's not what I want to be president. Whoever will answer the prayer, let him answer. Let him answer. A friend of mine said, I don't want to mention this person's name because he's on the seat in another government. He said, that man, he's a Muslim, brought $1 million to my house, pastor. He said, Pastor, pray. I'm a Muslim, but I don't care. All I want is to be president. Yawa. Yawa. Nobody hates the gospel of blessing. After tonight, something will come upon you. You are going to carry blessing in your mouth. Blessing in your mouth. Blessing. So tell them, since you became born again, Jesus did this for me. Jesus did this for me. There was a case in our family. He delivered us. I used to sleep with three men one night. I've stopped. That's a blessing. Everybody standing here has a testimony. Everybody here. Don't keep it to yourself. Jesus didn't do it for you. He did it for them. Jesus didn't die for himself. He died for us. So every testimony people ought to hear. Pride. Oh, na baby, I'm doing. I'm going to come a testimony. Say first, now we're positive. Now we're the end. Now we're the end. Now we're positive. One of the sons of the prophet with Bishop Salifu came to Bishop Salifu. He was a madman. The man prayed. He was here. Now he's a prophet. What I said to me, it is pastor's birthday. Let's go and honor the man. And I'm not going. The last time I went in the midst of the people, he said, this boy, when he came here, he was a madman. I said, were you not mad? What are you trying to challenge? Were you not mad? People are not getting, because all of us have kept our testimonies to ourselves. But tonight I release you. Ask the one sitting beside, please, how did you get here? Ask him now. Even some of you, when they share testimony right now, you'll be born again. People carry wild testimonies. People carry wild testimony. Give three people a half of this. I'm sending you to go and share your testimony. Because people will follow you. They will follow you. They will follow you. And God will pay you. After they follow you, God will pay you. The gospel of blessing. Let me give you three messages to preach. Number two, the gospel of change of story. Sister, my life was very, very bad. Jesus changed my story. Jesus changed my story. Anybody with a change of story testimony? Yes. A gentleman was saying, last time when we had the meeting, his landlord has sacked him. But after the meeting, in this church, he's a pastor. He said, after the meeting, I got 4-bedroom flat. Now I don't pay. I'm like the landlord. The gospel of change of story. In my family, nobody gets married, though. But I've been wedded in the Lighthouse Chapel. Whoa! Change of story. Preach the message. Jesus changed my story. Oh, sister, he will change your story. John 4:29. That's where the message is. Madam, bring your husband. He says, sir, I don't have one. And I say, hey, the one you are staying with is not your husband. You have married 5 times. He said, what? Are you a prophet? Then let me ask you a question. Our father said, on this mountain we worship. But the Jews are saying in Jerusalem, what do you say if you were a prophet? This is a question that I bothered my mind for years. He said, hey, madam, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The hour cometh. And now is when the Bible said the lady left her water pot and ran into the city. Come and see, oh, come and see. Come and see, come and see, come and see. Listen to me. That lady didn't go to Bible school. No new convert training. The day he got born again, the day he became a chartered evangelist. The Bible said the whole city followed him. The whole city followed her. I prophesy over your life. All your family will follow you to church. All your friends will follow you to church. All your neighborhood will follow you to church. All your friends will follow you to church. Somebody shout a bigger name. They say, what kind of training do you need? And even in this church, you have been fed and fed and overfed. Abba. Every month a new book. Every month a new book. Every month a new book. You know too much. Because your core is about to kill many people. It did no release. You are too loaded with revelation. Come and see. Come and see. I didn't have a car before. Come and see. First time I traveled abroad, I was sitting by the toilet, Africa Airways. Now I fly first class and private jet. Come and see. Who doesn't want? Who doesn't want blessing? Everyone here that will catch this message, God will give you something to testify about. in your family, they don't build houses. Look at what the Lord has done for you. You say you don't have a message. You don't have a message. Come and see a man that told me. I've been advising my fellow brothers who are prophets. I say, hey, men of God, the gift that God has given us can turn millions. And we are only using it in the church. Can you imagine going through the airport and somebody just appear and they say, hey, you are called Michael. You were born in 1946. Whoa! They will bow. They will bow. They will bow. The gospel of change of story. Lift your hands. Every change of story event that has happened in your life from tonight, you are going to share it with sinners. You are going to share it with sinners. Receive boldness. Receive boldness. Receive boldness. I used to have a boy. When I'm going on soul winning, he followed me. He used to be an armed robber international one. They boiled him in a pot for 9 months in the forest of Nigeria. I said, these are the type of sinners I want. He has survived many bullets. He said, Pastor, I escaped jail from South Africa. I said, you. But what brought him to the church? Change your story. They went to somebody's house and shot the whole family. They call it contract killing. They don't steal anything. They just kill the people. They pay you already. Say, go, and they tell you, do a clean job. Clean job means don't let anybody stay. As they were going out, a little three-year-old girl came from one of them. Mommy, 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 mommy. When she looked, all her parents are on the floor. And the leader said to this man, boy, finish the job. And he said, sir, no. I can't kill this girl. He said, you don't finish it, I finish you. So the boy shot. Boo. But from that night, the little girl began to cry. The guy couldn't sleep. When he sleep, you hear, mama. Like that. He came to one of my service. I didn't know that was the problem. I just lay hands on him. And that night, he didn't hear the voice again. So he came back the next day to tell me the wonderful miracle that has happened in his life. Today, he's an evangelist. My God. Change of story. Ask your friend, do you have a change of story testimony? I want to know. Has the Lord changed anything in your life? You don't need to seven steps to whatever. All is good, but your greatest message. Your greatest. Some of you didn't even know how to dress when you came to church. Message. Final message. The gospel of testimonies. You meet people, just tell them. You can even tell them the testimony I am sharing in the church. It shouldn't be your own. Yes. The gospel of testimonies. You tell them what Jesus has done for people, what God has been doing for people. They want to hear. That's why I preach with testimonies. And when you do all these things, they will follow you. They will follow you. Finally, seven blessings that follow soul winners. Open your ears now. Number one, the blessing of obedience. He said, go. And all these blessings. So every going believer, every doing believer, qualify for the Deuteronomy 28 blessings. And I will lift you high. And all these blessings shall come upon you. Disobedience has consequences. And obedience carry blessings. Let's obey the word. Go! Only one word. Go! Every week, talk to somebody. Every opportunity. Me, when I sit in the plane and you sit by me, except you are a pastor, preaching will begin. Preaching will begin. While I was coming from South Africa, and they said that the computer has gone off, so they are doing manual checking. So they check me in, check a lady in, and we entered into the bus, and only the two of us were standing in the bus. And they told me, in 3 minutes, all the other passengers will come. Sister, I need to walk. The lady got born again in 3 minutes. He prayed the sinner's prayer. As soon as we said amen, then people entered the bus. And I said, why? I said, I'm going to Rwanda. I said, when we get there, go to your country. I've given you Jesus. I finished my job. In 3 minutes. May the blessing of obedience come upon every soul winner here. Every shepherd, every soul, everyone who decide to invite people to church. All your family members are not saved. You are busy eating a check. Pray and fast. The destiny of an unsaved person is terrible. I tell you only one. We are told that when men die, they go to hell. But have we asked ourselves, what is in hell? I can tell you 15 things, but let me tell you one. The heat in hell alone should frighten everybody to bring everybody he contacts to death. Now, when you go to the World Trade Center, where 5,000 people died in 15 seconds because of aviation fuel that hit the Twin Towers. I was there myself. I counted the names, including Ghanaian names. Oh, everybody in that building, 15 seconds. What was the intensity of the heat? 2,000 degrees Celsius. But at my last analysis, the heat in hell is 12,000 degrees Celsius. Who can stand? If 2,000 degrees burn people in 15 seconds, man of God, calculate 12,000. Some of you, your friends, afternoon time, now they're not called shift fried rice, won't preach in them. My friend, people are going to be in danger. Let us have passion. When you see someone, the first question is he born again? Don't look for money and business. Tuesday night, I couldn't sleep because of what I was doing. So I have to fly back to Kumasi. At 12 o'clock, it's like my head is coming out for lack of sleep. But remember, in hell, nobody sleeps. There is no sleeping in hell. Continuous jumping. If you were a drunkard, you would be drinking for life. Go and read the testimony of Zambrano. This thing we are joking about church. You see, what I mean, sorry. Pastor, I'm here. Man, who knew him? Who drew hell? I'm going to say, a chance of one who knew him. Don't play games. You are a shepherd. They gave you 3 souls. Now they are reduced to 1.5. The blessing of obedience. Number 2. Let me roll it out for you. Every soul winner enjoys supernatural favor from God. What does favor do? Favor gives you free gifts and free opportunities. God will let you receive free things. Oh my God. When I saw this thing, I said, Lord, I don't remember the last time I went to boutique to go and buy Zito shoe. People shop for me for free. It wasn't like that before. When I jumped on the soul winning and I saw, hey, favor comes on those who win souls. Man of God, how did you know that? Esther 4:16. Esther told the people, for the rescue of the Jews, we will fast, we will pray. Chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. And Esther obtained favor. So everybody who is on a rescue mission is a favor chartered person. My God. Favor will surround you. When you think about the salvation of others, God will favor you. The thing that men save money to buy. Me, I don't buy car. I don't buy shoe. I don't, as I'm standing here, from panties to anything for free. Who doesn't like that kind of lifestyle? Who doesn't like that kind of life? I have people, they go and buy suit, then they just send me the picture. Can you choose? Then I will choose. Real life, I'm not playing games. So win it. I never stand on the altar and say, as we are doing the work of God, we are suffering. No, no, there's no suffering. Favor. Psalm 5 verse 12. Thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Those do the right. With favor, will you surround him like a shield? Whoa. In Ghana, you are favored. In marriage, you are favored. In school, you are favored. In the church, you are favored. People see you, they want to give you things. Do you know one of the difficulties people have? Sometimes you have a gift to give, but you don't know who to give. Who have gotten to that problem before? You have a gift to give, But who to give? So it is favor that connect. Give it to this man. Favor. It's a silent voice. The word favor means holy charm. Holy charm. And kingdom magnet. It brings people closer to you. Mama, pray. Every soul winner enjoys sickness-free life. God will make sure he keeps your body fit. Proverbs 13, 17. Therefore, tonight, anybody that is sick, I cast sickness out of your life. Somebody shout, I'm here. Somebody shout, I'm here. Look at this scripture. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is held. A faithful ambassador. 2 Corinthians 5, 18 to 20. To wit, Christ was in God reconciling us all to himself. And he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Now are we Christ's ambassadors. So the ambassador is the one standing between the sinner and God. And the Bible says he is held. He has a sickness-proof body. All these sicknesses, every day you are sick, you have medicine in your bag. Why don't you be a soul winner? A faithful ambassador. Someone doing it continuously and faithfully. I don't remember the last time a doctor opened my bum. So I don't remember. And we are moving like jackass. Every day jumping. In the night, angels come to massage my body. Every soul winner. You don't even know that soul winning is connected to your health. And can watch something in there. There are some people when they get sick, they will die. Because they are grandfather, so be it. Oh, did this say oxygen? Quack, preach. If you don't care about this assignment, you will not care about your assignment. I came to challenge you. The area where you live, how many young people can you bring to church? God will bless you for free. And every soul you bring, God will not give it to your pastor. It is recorded in your name. In your name. So the scripture says, Jesus brought Philip. Philip brought Nathaniel. Peter brought Andrew. Everybody was bringing. Everybody was bringing. Tell your neighbor, go and bring. 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 This is a miracle service, but this is the message I'm preaching. I command every sickness in your body. Get out of the body now. I say, get out of the body now. I say, get out of the body now. A lady had elephantiasis. Her leg was big like this. And you take flight. Jesus loves you. People will be laughing. Hey, madam. Go pay baby to her nine. Jesus loves you. One day he said, Lord, you are the one that they are laughing at. She went to sleep. Wake up. Elephantiasis. Number four, prosperity. This is the word many don't want to hear, but I enjoy saying it. Because to me, poverty is a curse. A poor man will die, a death is not supposed to die. Now, all things being equal, if you are driving Picanto and another one is in a Land Cruiser and all of you face the same accident, do you know that let Jesus say somewhere, let Lucifer say somewhere, all things being equal? One will die naturally. I want you to start thinking. My God will bless you. Say amen. I said, my God will bless you. Everyone who not say me is hypocrisy. Everybody is looking for blessing. My God will lift you up and bless you. All those of you that came by church bus, by next year this time, you'll be driving your own car to the convention. Everyone squatting by his neighbor. Next year this time, you come out of your 2-bedroom apartment, 3-bedroom apartment, self-contained apartment, and some of you, your own house. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Luke 22:35. How is prosperity connected to sowing? Bishop Bruce, I was in Texas. I went to Kenneth Copeland meeting. Sitting down there, this man came. All of them, chapter sowing. J.C. Duplantis, Jerry Chavelle. You talk about outreaches, building hospitals here, a prison ministry. Hey! I say, hey. I heard this man, Kenneth Copeland, his television bill, he was owing $2 million. Because at the point, he was preaching on 300 radio stations per week. The gospel. People criticize pastors who preach on radio. Do you know what we are doing? Do you know that there are people who have been born again in their room, but they never step into church? Yeah. We need radio preaching. We need television preaching. I will tell you an experience. A very popular journalist in Ghana. A man of God was picked up to heaven. And he went to paradise. Lighthouse pastor. And when he got to paradise, he was moving from room to room. And he entered into a room. And a male journalist, very popular in Ghana here. Everybody knew this man was a sinner. He saw him in paradise. And the man gave him a message for me. He said, when you go and tell Kojo Bempa to keep on preaching on TV. He said, everybody know I will die a sinner. One Saturday morning, whilst watching him on TV, I kneeled down in my bedroom and I gave my life to Christ. That's why I'm in paradise. So it's not everybody who has gotten saved lifted his hands in the church. So we need money to preach on TV, internet, Kakanet, Instagram, Mamagram, everywhere, even inside the calabash. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached all over the world. Today, Bishop Fabi, you are aware. Many Muslims have gotten saved, but they don't go to church because of they will kill them. People listening to podcasts, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, places. And I know Muslim women who go to mosque. When they shout, Alawa Koba de Gola Sheraba Karaka Toriabalia. They are speaking in tongues. Imam is confused. I have met some. It's not somebody telling me. By the preaching on television. If Maggie Kim want to be popular, what about Jesus? Maggie Kim. You see, Pastor, why is somebody on billboard? Who should be on the board? Today, Guinness is doing evangelism. When you see a Guinness bottle on a billboard, my God, when you know you're going to be, you see the picture, boom, Guinness bottle. Appetite. But because the church is broke, we can't even advertise the faces of anointed men. Are you understanding something here? If anything should be popular, the gospel should be more popular than anything. Many years ago, Dr. Maurice Seloro, they were flying and they go to a little village and the fuel got finished and then they stopped somewhere, went into the village to see if they can get some fuel. And they met a man who was a cannibal and he said, do you know Jesus? He said, no, I know Coca-Cola, but I don't know Jesus. Wow. Coca-Cola bottle. Have you seen Coca-Cola advert before? Coca-Cola advert. Ha! Now Coca-Cola has three names. Ajua Coca-Cola. Ajua Coke. Akosuya Coke. Now church in Jimmy. And I your brother. Coca-Cola pumping billions. And listen to me. What you sell is what people buy. If they don't know about the gospel, they won't respond to the gospel. But in the name of the Lord Jesus, in this last day, money will come to the church. I didn't hear amen. I said, money will come to church. Those of you who don't understand the road that money plays, the gospel is free, but the vehicle that carries it is not free. Somebody said, hey, the love of money is the root of all evil. But remember, the lack of money is the branch of all evil. The lack of money. I prophesy money into this church. Amen. Money into Bishop Fabian's church. Yes. money into your company, money into your family. I was in America during the Super Bowl, but I didn't go to watch. Access Bank director flew all the way from Nigeria. Met his untimely death. But last year, when they were playing the Super Bowl, it's the most watched game in the world. You can get 200 million people. A man called David Green, he's called the biblical millionaire. He says he's making millions for God. He and his friends joined together and raised 100 million for 1 minute advert at the Super Bowl. 100 million. So when the game closed, they do all sorts of advert, bikini advert, and it is those who have latte gel who make the advert. 1 minute, and they did a Jesus advert. It surprised everybody. Before the people saw, Jesus was on the Bible. What shall we? 100 million. And then they said they want to make Jesus popular again in America. A poor man can't do such a job. Anybody that wishes you poverty, I curse the person. You will be rich. Point your finger to your neighbor and say, you, because of the gospel. Because of the gospel, we have more church buildings to complete, more missionaries to send. Many pastors don't have cars. I've given 25 cars to pastors, including this man. I made it I said, Lord, me, I want to help pastors. Give me, you give me, I give. You give me, I give. You give me, I give. I have three now there. I'm praying for who to give. We are not playing games. And I won't give to an ordinary person. Yeah. People hate the men who carry the gospel. They are my brothers. I love them. Yes. I love them. Some of you, God is going to give you multi-millionaires. A time is coming when we say crusade, you drop your check, you alone. Pastor, don't worry yourself. Who is saying amen to that? I say, who said amen to that? Those of you sleeping up, lift your hand and shout, amen. We need kingdom millionaires. When I sent you without pants or script and shoes, did you lack anything? They say nothing. So a soul winner is not permitted to be broke. That's it. When I send you, you didn't lack anything. Please, be a soul winner. Join the soul winning ministry. It will clear poverty out of your life. There was a meeting in America, 17,000 pastors. They said, offering time. Where's the offering bowl? Offering time. I want to provoke you. Look at something. So, offering time. A man came from the congregation. He took the microphone from the pastor. He said, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know something. Everybody give your best. When all of you finish, I will double all that you people will give and I will give it to God. What? 17,000 people. People say, we'll kill this man. We'll give. You may break an account. Even people who didn't want to give, they give. And give. And give. And give. And give. I think when they finished, they got about $15,500,000. The man said, is that all of you can give? And he took his checkbook from his pocket and wrote 31 million and dropped it in the offering. Life. A man of God was there. He said, I need to interview such a person. So after the service, he said, sir, I'm from Africa. What you have done, I've never seen anybody like that. What motivated you? He said, a year ago, I came here and I gave $500. And I said, Lord, if you bless me, this is what I'll be doing. He said, in 1 year, I started a company. It has grown to $500 million. It is at 30 million where your chicken change. Today, we need men that dribble money. Do your leg like that. We want to buy a car for a pastor. This is a GG offering. Why can't one person just go and buy the car? Go there, go and see what other people are doing. I want you to know, get angry at the state you are in. Tap your sister and say, sister, you have to change level. Where the gospel is going. And tonight I prophesy financial favor. I say financial favor. Is your hand lifted or your hand is down? I say financial favor. Every soul win. So Papa Copeland stood there. He started counting. I gave a private jet to a prison ministry. I gave this one to that pastor. I gave this one. And I'm sitting down, I'm listening. He counted one. Every place, so he got to 33. I've given 33 aeroplanes. Ask your neighbor, when will you give your first car? When will you give your first yam phone? Yam phone. Even yam phone. What a rubber. Your child, iPhone, but who for yam phone in chat? Managing poverty in your life. Do your hands like this. Everybody do it. From today, millions will come out of your hands. Say amen. Amen. From today, one person will just come here and close all the doors and put their condition in this auditorium. Say amen. It's going to happen. Amen. One person will just buy some 5 passes and plant it in front of the church. Bishop Bruce, one of my church member just came. He said, Pastor, it's my baby. I said, so what? He said, and so I bought 2 brand new buses. I gave it to church. That's my birthday gift. For the, as if it's the church that is celebrating the birthday. It will be the bus. And it's so seed. Don't let us be proud. We have not seen blessings. I came to provoke you. People are giving things. Oh, but after this conference, you are going to give things. Start by giving your wig, your phone, your shoe, your car, your days. It's only one car I gave. I've never bought a car again in my life. For the seed shall be prosperous. One year I gave 2 Mercedes Benz. But I didn't feel it. One day I went and I gave some seed when I came home. My wife said, where is that thing? I said, waiting. She cried, life, weeping. See, baby, don't worry about a thing. For everything, it's gonna be alright. And just a little Mercedes, I sold to a man of God. He was crying. So I waited on her 50th birthday, my total Land Cruiser I gave to her. Is it not bigger than the Benz? She was crying. Some of you, when your husband is giving, you start a sermon. Madam Poverty, you want to bring poverty to the family? Or when your wife is giving, there you start. Let's use wisdom. Which wisdom are you talking about? God's wisdom say, give and it shall be given. Which wisdom? Baby, only seed sowing can cause us to survive. Because see, so you connect you to heaven's economy. The Jubilee House is there. You need to be a echo. Makamakana, me, Zrobia, who? Ghana, you're Ghana. A friend, I'm a Ghana. Ofrikumasi. Put your hands together for them. Yeah. Shake your friend and say, you lack nothing. You lack nothing. Give your money to sow when they give. Give your money. Every, that's why I win souls. So win it. Number 6 blessing, signs and wonders. Signs and wonders follow soul winners. Mark 15:16. They went, 15 says, go and preach everywhere. They went and preached. He said, the Lord, Mark 16. Give it to me. Mark 16. Go into all the world and preach to every creature. Next verse. He that believes and is baptized. Next verse. These signs and wonders shall follow those who believe. And because they believe, they go. Because they believe, they go. But I've seen miracles. When I started becoming a chartered showman, one day, a flyer from our church fell down at Independence Square. And a boy who used to do, Sakawa boy, who used to do internet fraud, breaking into people's bank account. He has his chuchu at Burkina Faso. So every year, he will go with his laptop and renew the juju power. But the juju man was staying by a river. That year alone, he wasn't lucky. Some drought came. When he went, the river has dried out. All the power is gone. So now, he lost all the powers to break people into whatever. He became very broke. Somebody that used to own houses and own buses is now sleeping at Independence Square. Almost about to commit suicide. So he picked that flyer on the floor. And then he followed and he came to church. Tuesday, gave his life to Christ. And for 3 days has not eaten. So in the last Tuesday service, he said, Lord, I don't know if this is the way you treat your people, but I've decided to die with you. Lord, show me that you are alive. After church, he was going and he saw a dustbin. His intention was to pick pure water robbers, because when you sell it, you can get some. When he opened the dustbin, there was a hot rubber inside, full of meat pie, donut, and cake. Hot! He lifted it. They ate it in Independence Square for 3 days. Who is going to put hot? Jesus put donut inside the dustbin. That boy became a chartered born again believer by that one miracle. I've seen armed robbers go to people's house. Instead of stealing, they give them the money they've stolen. They say, this is all the money we have stolen. Take it as a seed. I'm robber. He's going to steal. And because a prayer was offered, he come, he look at the room, he say, hey, Papa, sika ya wiena na juu nyene, nyene ya jina wune umbe, nehiya mododo, mufa mama bra. As a soul winner, God will show you signs and wonders. Everyone here with a problem, may a miracle bring you out of that problem. Somebody shout, Lord, I need a miracle. I can't hear you enough. I say, somebody shout. All the students, God is giving you academic miracles here. Somebody shout, Lord, I need a miracle. This year, December, whoa, I gathered all the nurses in the church. I had a party for them. At the end of the meeting, I said, hey, there is a lady here. Your mother is sick in the house. But when you go home and your mother sees you, she will be well. I didn't know what the intensity of the miracle. This woman has been bedridden. Why? The husband worked on towels. Went to work. They used acid to clean the towels. The man brought the acid home in a pure water bottle like this. And he put it in the fridge. Their wife wanted water to drink. He took the acid and drank it. Private part started getting rotten. Palms rotten. Every part of the body. He took her to hospital. Was there 3 weeks. They brought her home to die. You can't drink acid and survive. But when the lady came out of the convention, when the mother saw her, he said, ah, I want to eat plantain. He said, Mama, plantain. Even if you say cocoa, you have not eaten for 3 weeks. Anointing for miracles, signs and wonders. He said, I want to eat plantain. The lady cooked the plantain. The woman took one, two, three. He jumped from the bed. He started walking. 3 days, all the sauce disappeared. My God will visit you with a testimony. Anybody needs a miracle visitation, take it over your life. Take it over your life. Yay! God will enter your bank account and cancel that debt. That debt will be canceled. How many want to walk in miracles? Tell your friend, win souls, win souls, win souls. This sign shall follow. It doesn't follow pastors, no. Those who believe. Those who believe, they go. They go. They go. I see miracles every day. My God. Strangest ones. Strange ones. A young guy in his family, nobody goes to university. He finished him. He came to church. I said, no. The path of the just man is like a shining light. Just shines more and more. There is no limit to how far God can take you. He said, I want to go. And every Saturday we go on show with him. So because of that, I don't like engagements and all these kind of things that disturb me. One day the chief justice husband died. And that woman is under my leadership. So I got to go. That woman and John Mahama, they are all under my district. So I'm their pastor. Ha! We sat down the funeral 5 hours. When I close, another pastor's wife have died. Another pastor's wife, husband have died. So the dying wife and the dying husband jump together in marriage. So I have to go. When I finished it was 3 p.m., I began to feel like I am sick of malaria. I say, Lord, what is that? So you are not sick. So winning. I drove to the seaside to look for souls. So at the point, I can't sleep if I don't win souls. It becomes like malaria. I saw 4 boys. I prayed to them. I said, will you give your life to Jesus? They said, yes. When they finished praying the sinner's prayer, they started laughing. Quack, quack, quack. I said, why are you laughing? He said, Pastor, we are not laughing at you. We stayed 2 minutes away from your church, but we have never entered the church. They stayed 2 minutes away from the church, but I found them inside the sea. Tell your friend, go, 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 go. There are miracles waiting for you. So this boy followed us after soul winning. He was sitting in church Sunday. I said, you can be a professor. You can be this. You can be this. Oh, Jesus. I said, I'm a soul winner. Open the door for me. After church, somebody walked up to her. And he said, hey, I bought a university form for my nephew, but he's a lazy boy. He doesn't want to go. Will you like to go? He said, Jesus has answered my prayer. He collected the forms. Every part of your life concerns God, though. Now, when he got to the admission office, it was the last day of admission. He presented the forms. He said, Mama, the woman looked at him and said, hey, boy, you came here last week. He said, Madam, me. I don't even pass in front of university. He said, you were here. I told you to go and come back. Miracles have started. He said, I wasn't the one. Yeah, you are the one. I wasn't the one. Tell the truth. You are the one. He said, okay, I'm the one. I'm the one. He said, okay, boy, give me the forms. But I want you to know, today being the last day, we are offering 50% scholarship. Do you like it? He said, Mama, I like it. But I don't even know who will pay my school fees. I came here by faith. He said, okay, we'll give you to you, but one more assignment. You have to write 4 papers right now. He said, Madam, pen crap my Fabiana. I didn't prepare to write. He said, no, you want the scholarship? He said, yes. But the miracle working God. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody speak in tongues. Tomorrow morning, somebody will receive a miracle. You'll be jumping for joy. You'll be dancing for joy. You'll be shouting for joy. Bishop Femi, they gave him 4 papers instantly. They say in 4 hours time, you open the first booklet. You open. You saw another booklet inside. All the answers were answered on that sheet inside. He said, Mama, please, there's a mistake. In my church, they teach holiness. The paper you gave me, there are answers inside. The woman here, are we mad that we give you? He said, Madam, look at it. The woman looked. He said, I can't see anything. Sit down, don't waste our time. When the boy looks, he sees the answers. When the madam look, she can't say. 4 papers, so 4. He got 100. Jesus is a miracle working God. All you need is to touch his heart. Do what? Do what? Do what? Do what? And one thing touches his heart. So win. He will give you $1 million in 50 seconds. Signs and wonders. I've never lived one day without money. It will come from somewhere. I don't know where, but it will come. But let me challenge you. If you believe that the silver and gold belong to him, work for him all, he will pay you. Some of you, your company, arrears. You have arrears. God has never owned anybody. Receive this commandment. Those of you who used to win souls, you have stopped. This Saturday, jump. When I went for soul winning, 11:30 p.m. at Osu. That's the day I saw sinners are in category. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. 12 midnight, they started coming out. Some of them only bodies. With beautiful girls. I started running after them. Young lady, tomorrow is Sunday. Will you give your life to Jesus? I went there with some of my guys. After some time, nobody walked on that road anymore. We took over the road. We were running after the prostitutes like this. Whoop, whoop. Hey, madam, stop. Hey, madam, stop. They started calling out. Don't pass there. Don't pass there. Some crazy guys are there. We were more crazier than their fornication. May you be crazy for Jesus. May you go into Ashtown, the street, by the fireside. Where our church is was a dungeon of prostitutes. But radical soul winning, all the prostitutes have run away. I trained, even my gate men were running after souls. The children near the Waba compound, near Bowed. If you win souls, money will never be a problem. From today, may everybody that came tonight, may you receive salary from God's payroll. Salary from God's payroll. Salary from God's payroll. Salary from God's payroll. Finally, let's close. Soul winning is the platform for the rise of kingdom giants. When you win soul, you qualify as a giant in the kingdom. Daniel 12:3. They that turn many to righteousness will shine like stars. They become kingdom. Not ordinary people. Not ordinary businessmen. Not ordinary seamstress. If you are a seamstress, you are on top. If you are a student, you are on top. If you are an academician, you are on top. If you are a pastor, you are on top. The rise of kingdom stars. Woo! John 1:6. I'm concluding my message. 2024 will be your best year, your best financial year, your best miracle year, your best healing year, your best year. There was a man whose name was John. Continue. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might be saved. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Greet your friend and say, you are a light bearer. You are a light bearer. You are a light bearer. Now, this man John, let's conclude his life. Matthew 11:11. I want you to watch something. Do you have Amplified Classic or Passion Translation? Let me start from King James. Then you run me through the three, then we close. Verily I say unto you, among all men born of women, they have not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that lives in the kingdom is greater than he. Amplify. Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet, he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Passion. Look at something. I love this one. PTP. Oh, you don't have passion. You're reading for me. Passion Translation. Get passion, eh? When Bishop Dag was teaching at Tekata, who were you? Passion is there. Kobe, open it for me. I want to show you something. Now, he's comparing John the Baptist to Abraham, Elijah, Elisha. Amongst all of them, he is the greatest of all. There is a question. Pastor, just read it.
For I tell you the truth.
Turn your face. Everybody listen, we are closing here.
For I tell you the truth.
I tell you the truth.
Throughout history. There has never been a man. Who surpasses John the Baptizer. Yet the least of those who.
No, wait there. Read that portion. Never a man. Question, what did he do? Bearing witness of the light. So when it made John the Baptist the greatest of all, he didn't build anything. He didn't build a museum. He didn't build a university. He didn't marry a half-caste wife. He didn't own Google or Viber. Or he was not Elon Musk. But he's greater than everybody. And I read, what? he bear with. This thing we are taking lightly is not light like that. Somebody going around saying, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He's the greatest of all men, born of woman. The only credential about John, he was a light bearer. He was a light bearer. God will kill for a soul winner. God will shake a nation for a soul winner. Today I brought you a simple message. This is what we call atmosphere for miracles. Pray for souls. Win souls. Every Sunday, carry somebody. Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. Go to where you used to chase girls and brought all your friends who are girl chasers. Yes. Oh, yes. You are a Rastafarian. Go among the Rastafarian. Everybody here came from somewhere. Go back to that place. And I promise you, I spoke about seven blessings. Lift your hands and stand up. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about miracles. Let me lay my foundation. So tomorrow at least everybody is bringing two souls to the convention. Turn to your friends and say, two souls. Two souls to the convention. But sliders, bring them. New souls, bring them. I came to lay a foundation. Pastor, I've shown you. Win souls. It's connected to prosperity, connected to healing, connected to greatness. Lift up your hand and pray one prayer. Father, turn me into a soul winner. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. It's getting to 11. I'm going to end up here. Tomorrow night is fire night. Lift up your hand. Lord, wherever I've left my first love, we the pastors have to pray hard. One-on-one evangelism. Every Saturday I go. Midnight. Oh. Passion. Lord, increase my passion. I don't want to just carry a title. Increase my passion. Increase my passion. My heart desire for Israel that they should be saved. Everybody lift your two hands. Pray. Before tomorrow morning, Jesus has healed somebody. Father, put the fire of soul winning in my heart. Somebody pray. Hey! I see healing. Jesus. Instrumentalist must win souls. John the Baptist became great. He was a soul. Everybody pray. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Use me to win souls so I can prosper.
Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Makala Baba. Le Paria Masakataya Baba. Le Mozikita Mahade Le Mozikita. Ipalia Masakete Lebe. Le Mozikita Branande. La Masakete Le Mozikita Baba. Ramaria Stakala Baba.
Lord, renew my passion.
Le Mozikita Dada. Le Mozikita Mahada. Ipalia Mandolo Mozikita. Le Mozikita Mahada.
Let a fire. Oh yes. Oh yes. I will wait on you, Almighty God. Put your hands on your belly. Oh Lord, set my heart on fire. Set my heart on fire for you. This is the song I want you to sing. Set my heart on fire. Come on, come on, come on. Don't wait for anybody. Oh Lord, set my fire for showing. Yeah. Set my heart on fire. Set my heart on fire. Yes. I want to make one altar call. Some of you are here. I want to say, Lord, from tonight, I want the fire of sowing. Some of us, we used to do it. Some winds began to blow. Today we are relaxed. Somebody said, Lord, let a new fire. If all these things are connected to soul winning, why have I been wasting my time? You want to say, Lord, I want you to use me to win souls. Come to the altar. Come, that's what I feel. I see an angel. There are two of them. One is there. One is there. They are holding something. It's a coal of fire. It's a coal of fire. I like the way Bishop Fabi, we the pastor said, we need it more. We are guilty too much. Tell us sometimes when God blesses us, wow, we settle. Father, set me on fire. Because in many times, like I will tell you, 15 things connected. Everything in life is connected to soul winning. 15. I can draw every blessing, every blessing, every blessing. I will connect. I'll connect here, connect here, connect here, connect here, connect. Then you see healing. What I forgot to even talk about longevity, long life. In Luke chapter 2, verse 32, there was a woman in the temple praying for the salvation of Israel. The woman was more than 100 years until he saw Jesus before he died. Longevity. Look at Billy Graham. He didn't die early. All the evangelists. Oral Robert. Kenneth Copeland is 87 years old. He can pray for 6 hours nonstop. 87. Those who pursue his agenda. So I won't preach in Asia. Make us a match. Is connected. Recently, I've been talking to some of my brothers who are prophets. Bishop, we should have done this thing. You know. We said God should give us money. He gave us money and we had empty churches. I've got sorry, Anna, when you're broken heart. You are driving a Range Rover, but there is nobody to pray to. You can die. But some of us decided to pursue so winning. Pursue so winning. Do you need a land? Somebody can dash you land. Somebody can give you a car. Somebody can give you this. Somebody can give you this. Somebody can give you this. Lift up your hands. Take me back to the place of soul winning. Can you sing, take me back? Take me back. Everybody pray in tongues. Take me back, yeah, Lord, to the place where I first received. Give me that passion. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where we started with soul winning, we can end somewhere. My poor Edepo is 69 years. Every Saturday he's on the move.
Take me back.
Dear Lord.
Take me back.
Pray, this is what you need. When you get that spirit, all other things will flow.
Where I
shh. change of heart. Take me back.
Take me back, dear Lord.
Hey. Tell the Lord, baptize me afresh with a mantle of showing. Baptize me afresh. 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 Receive a new mantle. Go back into the street. Yeah, dear Lord.
Take me back, dear Lord.
A new fire. A new fire. Something is entering you. A new fire for souls. A new fire for souls. Yay! Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Yay! Father, we need more fire. We need more fire. We need more fire. Fire! Fire! Yay! Ay, 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 ay. Burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. Ladies and gentlemen, lift your hands. You see, you can call yourself a pastor, but being a pastor doesn't make you a winner. That one is a title. Fire! Leave it. Leave it on the floor. Some people's marriage doors will open because you came to stand here. Fire! Somebody's million-dollar contract door will open because you step forward and say, Lord, use me again and again and again and again and again and again. We don't want to carry titles. We want to do it. Open your eyes. Bishop Femi, 2 years ago, I was in Bishop Oedipo's office. When I was there, he called me that I should come inside. You know, he has a conference room. Some people were following me, so he said, my son, come inside. So I went inside his table. Then he lifted his briefcase and put it. When he opened the briefcase, I saw papers with statistics. So I thought maybe it's church. He said, my son, these are the souls I've won so far. Personal souls. And he gave me the statistics. Those he won last Saturday. And how many have come to church. He has built his personal call center. 15 people work there. He paid them by himself, not the church. Who just called the souls? So I asked him, you are managing 3 universities. How do you get time to do all this? He said, my son, it is the ministry that produces the universities and the airplanes. If I leave it to follow those things, all the things will evaporate. He said, this is my main calling. Then I heard karanana, telephone. He removed his phone, young phone. I said, Papa, you are a millionaire. Young phone. He said, to keep me away from the internet so I can focus on what I'm doing. He's 69 years. No Saturday passes. The old man. No crusade. One-on-one. Little children. Little children, you want to come to church? You see, we are looking for some big things. One-on-one. He doesn't have a jet. He has a hangar, a parking lot. Even if you go to Kotoka, you don't see hangars there. All the planes are parked outside. He has a parking lot where he parks his planes. This January, he told me he's building an airstrip to the church. The blessing continues. We need that he will not land in Ikeja again. He will land in his church. His new church building has 2 helipads. Is he selling gold? No. Souls. He said, my son, this is one-on-one. It's not his preaching. I'm listening. I'm sitting there. He opened the briefcase. I'm checking. 69,000 people. He said, myself, not with church people. What are you doing? Because if we don't know. Because, oh, we are winning soul for Lighthouse. What? Oh, Bishop Dag is going. Are you called Bishop Dag? Do your portion. Oh, no, Lighthouse. We are so. You know, last week, Bishop, he said, I'm coming with you to go. I said, I use it for training. Me, I don't have time to gym. I walk and I sweat. I do it every weekend. Sometimes midnight when I want to see real sinners. Jesus loves you. Let's be humble. Let's be humble. Let's be humble. I don't know when you will give your first aircraft to. And you can win. And Kenny Copeland can win souls. Huh? When will you start building a church auditorium that takes almost 200,000 people? My God, with 1,000 toilets, which is a mega church, the man is on the go. He said, my son, every currency I need is in my house. It's not in the bank. The man can say some crazy thing. I look at him and say, Lord, have mercy on me. This man, he has built a city, still winning souls. You got a Picanto, no more soul winning. You got a television, no more soul winning. iPhone, no more soul winning. People who can buy nations. Because we don't understand. Lift your hands one more. Father, make me a forever chatter soul winner. Pastor, don't let the church be empty. Because not all other churches are full. It depends upon the pastor. Those of you who are dressmakers, you bring people who come to your salon to church. Teachers, if you are here and you are a teacher, my God, what a platform. What a platform. I used to be a teacher at King's International. Before I teach, first 15 minutes is preaching. You can't do me focal. Philip Abefi, the lady that sing, go, go, high. He was in my class. I was teaching with Muntaka. The last time he saw me, he said, Bishop, Reverend, you are still preaching. My God. Most of my students are bishops today. I wasn't a pastor. I just saw that if I love my father, let me do my father's business. Lift your hands for the last time. I see an angel touching your heart and touching your mouth. Yes, receive it. Receive it. Fresh impartation. Fresh oil. To be a chatter soul winner. You preach in the truck. You preach in the taxi. You preach and gather souls. And heaven will open. Heaven will bless you. Long life. No sickness. Prosperity. Everything will be your portion. In case you came here tonight, you need a miracle. Receive your miracle right now. Receive your miracle right now. By tomorrow, you will testify. Receive your miracle. If you came here with any sickness, I command the sickness. Die! I command the pain. Go, 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 go! In Jesus' name. May this fire continue burning in our hearts. May you open a door for multitudes into the kingdom. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you with prosperity, long life, favor, the blessing of obedience. In the name of Jesus. So this year I decided that every month I would do a crusade. But then I realized that no, I'll have problem with follow up. So I said, okay, it's every 2 months. Every 2 months. So I've done two already. One time I said, I don't have time because I want to do it Thursday and Friday. Then Saturday I go. And the Lord said, hey boy, anytime you find, go. So my last crusade, I did it Sunday night and Monday. Next Sunday, 580 people followed and came to church. Monday night. The souls are everywhere. I just went to some few distant singing songs. Dancing champions came. They just danced. Attracted the souls. Preach a simple message. You don't need it. go to that junction of your house. There are markets all over. There are schools around us. I have Wednesday school preaching. We started it about 5 years ago, consistently so. One day we went to a Methodist church. So when the Methodist bishop saw we came there, the other Wednesday, the next Wednesday, he sent his pastors to come. Do you know what the headmistress told me? He said, "Pastor, I don't mind them. They don't come here to win souls, even though it's their church. When they saw you coming, jealousy, they came. So you don't mind them." 2 weeks time, they stopped. I took over the school. Whichever area you have, take over that place for Jesus. Please don't waste your time to pray for anything I've told you. Don't waste your time. Pray for you. Once you are winning soul, God will touch people. They will give you what even when you have the money yourself, you may never buy. If I tell you to buy a car, $100,000, will you buy? Even if you have the money, what about $150,000? God give me things that when I even have the money, I will not buy. Sometimes later, I'll go to the internet and I will check the price. I say, whoa. Why did he to give me the money? God said they won't give you the money. Plenty. $250,000, $300,000. Chat the soul winner. You are number one on God's heart. Amen. Lift your hands. May the Lord bless you. The church will be full because of you. Amen. Those about to commit suicide will not commit suicide because of you. Amen. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Go back to your seat. God bless all the bishops. God bless all the pastors. We are here to encourage ourselves. Yes. As we are going back, there is miracle money on your phone. There is miracle money on your phone already, to back you up as a soul winner. Thank you, Jesus. Tomorrow is Friday night. It's going to be atmosphere for miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Some of your angels are going to visit you tonight. We are going to have angelic visitation. One of the things that spark angelic visitation, because angels are gatherers of souls. We call them reaper angels. So when they see another soul winner, they say, this is our brother. So soul winners enjoy angelic fellowship. Whoa! Offering time. Lift up a very beautiful offering. Tomorrow night we will do something very nice. So, I want to do something, but the Spirit is saying tomorrow. Tell your friend, don't miss tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Don't miss tomorrow. Let me. Take an offering. Some of you, your normal offering should be 1,500. Right here, you can give an offering of 1,000. An offering of 500. An offering of 200. Hey, give me the offering book. Let me take some lighthouse style offering. 1,000. 500. And 200. If you have money in those denominations, God bless you. Come forward. You should be able to mark your offering and say, every service, this is how much I will give, and stay consistently so. Don't do it, say that I call today, give 20 tomorrow. No. Give it. So if you decide, God bless you. 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 I see many others pledging themselves there. 200. Drop it. Yes. Tomorrow when you are coming, bring all your family members. Let's fill this place and outside. Take a taxi and drag some souls inside. And bring them. Yes. Today I came to lay more foundation on what Bishop Fabian has already laid. Everybody who can take 100 Ghana cedis, take it. 100. 100. Let it be normal for you. Normal. To give 100 Ghana cedis. You have 100, come and drop it in the offering bowl. Come from everywhere. Yes, 100 cedis. I want to challenge you to make your offering constant. I change my offering every 31st. Yes. If you do that, your life will go forward. Maybe 2019, you used to give 100 Ghana. Then this year, you make it 200. Another year. And then consistently so. You watch yourself growing. And then your harvest will also grow. Your harvest will also grow. Come. Come and drop that seed. This is not the seed offering for this convention. The seed offering for this convention, when we give it, some of you will get houses out of that offering. Yes, it's going to be very explosive. This one I'm just calling for offering. You want to give 550 cedis? Come. Stand up and come. Stand up quickly. Come. 50. More people. More people. More people. You want to give 50? Everybody giving 50 today. Stay there. Kaho. Stay there. 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 Yes. Tomorrow night when we are coming for the service, write 3 major prayer projects you want to happen between now and June, the next 3 months ahead of us, and bring it on the prayer altar. Everybody, 3 things: April, May, June, for that miracle service. If you have your own bottle of anointing oil, also bring it. You want to give 200, you want to give 20 cedis, you want to give 10 cedis. Okay, now, whatever you want to give, from 20 to 10 to 5. What are the offering, the other offering bowls? So we can close. It's getting to 11. Quickly. Quickly, yes. Do that. Do that. Yes. Yes. Yes, do that. Do that. Man of God. Can you give me some 10 envelopes? Only 10 for something special. Only 10 for something special. Only 10. Only 10. Only 10, no more than 10. There are some 10 people here. God is saying, don't let them wait till tomorrow. Don't let them wait till tomorrow. Let them do their sacrifice now. There are 10 of them. 10 of them. Everybody finish. Finish and sit down. Let me finish. There are some people waiting for some mega contrast. Somebody is waiting for some phone call. Somebody is waiting for some supernatural door that you want to open. I soak these 10 envelopes in my sweat. What you are believing God for is very crucial. And so, I want you to take a certain strange step of faith. Yes. And we are going to bring that seed tomorrow. Those 10 people... Please, sit down, sit down. Sit down. Those 10 people, you are expecting an emergency breakthrough. So, I want you to pick one of these envelopes. 5,000 and 2,000. Only 10 people. There is an emergency breakthrough that you need. 5,000 or 2,000. There's going to be a shift in the realms of the spirit. What you need cannot wait. So stand up and come. There are 10 people. It's not everybody. There is an emergency, something you need a breakthrough. This envelope is going to open that door for you. It's going to open that door for you. There are 3 more people sitting. Say, madam, come. Faith. One of you, somebody is fighting over a property with you. Somebody is fighting over property with you. This envelope, when you pick it, is the judgment on that case. The case is finished. Two more people for that special seed. 2,000 or 5,000. There are two more people sitting down. Who needs that breakthrough? Stand up and come and pick that envelope. Now, sometimes we need to talk because we need to build people's faith. Build people's faith. Build people's faith. One of you are owing. Your own is a debt. So you are like, me, I'm owing. How can I also give 2,000? Jesus said, if you do it by faith, I will cancel your debt. I'll cancel your debt. Another person, you have been promised a major breakthrough and it has delayed. Step forward and pick one of these envelopes. Then we close. God bless you. Mama, come. 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 If you believe in your heart that what we are saying refers to you, just do it. Just do it. 5,000 can unlock a $50,000, a $5 million for you. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, anybody that came to spend time with us, before tomorrow evening, their first testimony will drop. Their first testimony will drop. Their first testimony will drop. I pray for healing of your head, healing of your stomach, healing of your back, healing of your eye, healing of your nose. Everywhere there is pain, be healed in the name of Jesus. You'll be testifying tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Menstrual cramps, go! Pain in the ribs, go! Pain in the head, go! That breakthrough, I command that door, open. Open. You are about to receive a phone call. You will dance for joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let somebody shout a miracle. Yeah, amen. You are here. You are not born again. You don't know Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you tonight. Answer this $1 million question. If you die tonight, will you make it to heaven? If you die tonight. You want to say, Pastor, I used to come to church, but I backslidden. Or for the first time in my life, I want to follow Jesus. Today's message was about salvation. So wherever you are here, you are not born again. Or you used to be, but your fire has gone down. You need to recharge your battery of spirituality. Wherever you are, lift your hands. I want to pray with you. You want to be saved. You want to be saved. You want to renew your commitment. You are not sure of if Jesus come. If you are lifting your hand, lift it high. I want to see you. Lift it very high. God bless you, brother. Lift it very high. Wherever you are, lift it. Lift it, lift it, lift it. If your hand is lifted, come to me. Come, stand up and come. Don't fish her. If your hand is lifted, God bless you, brother. Come here. Come. Don't take it for granted. Everybody knows you in the church. So what? You are not saved. You are not saved. You are not saved. You are not saved. Come quickly. Maybe Jesus is coming tonight. Jesus is coming tonight. As for you, you are already saved. But you have left your first love. Run to the altar. Please, two of you, lift your hands. Say, Jesus, I receive you into my heart as my Lord and personal Savior. Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me all my sins. Wash away my sins by your blood. Lord, write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I'm born again. My sins are forgiven. Holy Spirit, fill me to the overflow so I can serve you and maintain my salvation all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me, for dying for me, and for saving me. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.